Kansas Information Network News, I'm Lisa Rotman. Concerns are rising for the safety of 14-year-old Casey Combs.
Casey was last seen on Sunday night and could be in Hayes, Ellenwood, Great Bend, Nebraska, or Oklahoma. She was driving a burgundy 1995 Chrysler Concord with a broken windshield and missing front headlight housing. Casey may possibly be with a 20-year-old male from Hayes. Any details can aid in the search. Contact Rush County Sheriff's Office or Kansas Bureau of Investigation.
Electric vehicles are expected to triple in Kansas over the next 5 years, and Kansas doesn't have enough electric vehicle charging stations to meet the emerging demand, but more on the way. The Kansas Department of Transportation has $39.5 million in federal money to put new charging stations across the state in places like U.S. Highway 400, Interstate 135, the Kansas Turnpike, and areas going north out of Salina. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced on Tuesday that agricultural exports reached $5.46 billion in 2022, which is the highest export total in decades. Once again, the top ag export for Kansas was red meat, which made up $2.1 billion, or 38.9% of all agricultural exports. Second were cereals, including corn, wheat, and sorghum, making 24.5%. And third was oilseed, primarily soybeans, making 12.5% of the total agricultural exports. Governor Kelly said once again, Kansas is shattering records to grow our economy and strengthen the ag industry. But even with these record exports, they aren't taking anything for granted, which is why, along with Kansas Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam, they're building relationships with international trading partners to ensure Kansas farmers and ranchers can continue to feed the world. On Tuesday, Secretary Beam met with his state and provincial agriculture counterparts from Mexico, Canada, and the United States as part of the annual Tri-National Accord in Canada to strengthen relationships with key trading partners. This annual event allows state agricultural leaders to discuss critical issues affecting trade between the three countries, including animal health, rural development, and agriculture technology. Mexico was Kansas's largest ag importer with $2.17 billion in 2022. Japan was the second largest with $781 million, and Canada was third with $594 million. For more about international marketing programs at the Kansas Department of Agriculture, including information about upcoming trade missions, and to see the full report on Kansas's ag exports in 2022, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov/international. Kansas has been selected to participate in the National Governors Association Center for Best Practices Policy Academy to advance youth apprenticeship. And through the Policy Academy, Kansas will develop a strategy to expand apprenticeship opportunities to youth age 16 and older to help them build the skills that are needed for the modern workforce. With Kansas's unemployment rate at 2.8% and a surge in economic development activity that continues creating new jobs, the state is pursuing multiple avenues to build up the pipeline of prospective workers, and apprenticeship is one proven method of developing homegrown talent. Youth apprenticeship is defined as a structured, work-based learning program that supports high-quality outcomes for young people and employers. It includes paid on-the-job learning under the supervision of skilled employee mentors, related classroom-based instruction, ongoing assessment against established skills and competency standards, and industry-recognized credentialing and post-secondary credits. Shonda Anderson, the Director of Apprenticeship and Internship for the Kansas Office of Registered Apprenticeship, said that with more than 160,000 high school students across the state, Kansas youth apprenticeship has significant potential. So the Policy Academy will support Governor Kelly's focus on improving employment opportunities for young adults, especially in rural parts of the state. To find out more about youth apprenticeship in Kansas, you can visit ksapprenticeship.org/youth-apprenticeship. Summer may be coming to an end, but there's no end in sight to the law enforcement's crackdown on impaired driving. So this Labor Day holiday, the Kansas Department of Transportation urges drivers to think twice before driving drunk or high. Enforcement for the National Impaired Driving Campaign, If You Feel Different, You Drive Different, Drive High, Get a DUI, will run for 20 days starting tomorrow, Thursday, August 17th, through Tuesday, September 5th, as the Kansas Department of Transportation is working to reduce the sobering statistics involving driving drunk or high. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation stats, during August and September of 2021 in Kansas, there were 19 total fatal crashes of impaired driving. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, nationally, about 37 people die in drunk driving crashes each day, and that's one person every 39 minutes. Like drunk driving, drug-impaired driving is illegal nationwide, as the NHTSA states that drugs can impair a driver's coordination, judgment, and reaction times, make drivers more aggressive and reckless, and cause extreme drowsiness, dizziness, and other side effects. If convicted for impaired driving, drivers face stiff penalties, hefty financial consequences, and time in jail. So the bottom line is, don't drive impaired, designate a sober driver, take public transportation, or stay home. For more information about impaired driving, you can visit ktsro.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
On Tuesday, Reefs Across America announced a new back-to-school curriculum as part of its year-round TEACH program. The free, downloadable, standards-based lesson plans include resources for all grade levels. The K-12 curriculum includes new lesson plans for Constitution Day and lessons focused on the Navajo Code Talkers and Patriot Day. The free, downloadable plans ensure stories of service, sacrifice, and valor are passed down to future generations while building good character and self-worth through service to others. Lesson plans and other educational resources are standards-based and created for teachers, parents, and anyone educating young people. Throughout the year, the Reefs Across America TEACH program provides educational opportunities for people nationwide to engage with veterans in their communities, and schools, school-related clubs, and other organizations can fundraise through the group sponsorship program. In 2022, generous supporters made it possible for Reefs Across America to launch a K-12 curriculum aligned with the National Council on Social Studies and State Common Core standards. And they're also conducting their 2023 Youth Service Project, where young people are encouraged to execute a community service project. The service projects must be completed by Veterans Day, November the 11th of 2023. To learn more about the TEACH program and access free downloadable lesson plans, you can visit reefsacrossamerica.org/teach. As Kansas students prepare to head back to school this month, Governor Kelly announced that families in all 105 counties across Kansas have applied for the Kansas Education Enrichment, or KEEP, program, and she's encouraging more qualifying parents and guardians to take advantage of the one-time award of $1,000 per child to cover educational goods and services, including school supplies, tutoring, music lessons, and academic camps. Governor Kelly said the KEEP program is providing Kansas families the support they need to encourage their child's learning over the summer and long after, whether that's through new books, tutoring, or school supplies, and she encourages all those who qualify to join the other families who have applied and to take advantage of this resource. In June, Governor Kelly expanded the eligibility for KEEP to students with household incomes of less than 300% of the federal poverty guidelines, and parents can spend their students' program funds on a variety of academic enrichment opportunities. Students in a current foster care placement are also eligible regardless of their household income, though the funds are not eligible for private school tuition. More information on how families can apply for and receive funds is available on the KEEP program website at keep.ks.gov. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is conducting a five-year review of the list of Kansas species that are endangered, threatened, or are a species in need of conservation. Endangered is the most imperiled category of the three, and species on the species in need of conservation list are deemed to require conservation measures to prevent them from becoming threatened or endangered. Any individual or group can petition the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks to propose an addition, deletion, or modification to the current lists by providing pertinent scientific information that's required within the petition form. And a five-year review is required by the Kansas Non-Game and Endangered Species Conservation Act of 1975. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks relies on the Threatened and Endangered Species Task Committee to assist with the review process and to determine if a full review is warranted. The task committee examines updated scientific information and research for any species petitioned for a listing change. Species experts are consulted, and all available data is evaluated during the full review. Petitions must be received by October 5, 2023, to be considered for the current five-year review. And for more information, including a list of the current threatened and endangered species in Kansas, and to download a petition, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit. Together we grow.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Governor Laura Kelly announced Tuesday that agricultural exports from Kansas reached $5.46 billion last year, the highest export total in decades. The Kansas agriculture industry has grown significantly since the governor took office. In 2019, Kansas had $3.8 billion worth of exports. Once again, the top ag export for Kansas was red meat, which made up $2.1 billion and nearly 39% of all ag exports. Second were cereals, wheat, of course, as well as corn and sorghum, making up nearly a quarter of all exports, while third place was oilseed, primarily soybeans, on 12.5% of total ag exports. The governor says even with record exports, they aren't taking everything for granted. She said Kansas Ag Secretary Mike Beam and herself continue to build relationships with international trading partners to ensure Kansas farmers and ranchers can continue to feed the world. Mexico was Kansas' largest ag importer with $2.17 billion last year. Japan the second largest with $781 million. Canada was third with $594 million. Secretary Beam met yesterday with his state and provincial ag counterparts from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. as part of the annual Tri-National Accord in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. The annual event allows state ag leaders to discuss critical issues affecting trade between the three countries, including animal health, rural development, and ag technology. It also helps to strengthen relationships with key trading partners. U.S. consumers remain interested in plant-based meat alternatives, but higher prices have led many prospective return customers to taper off their purchases. Plant-based meats are often several dollars a pound higher than their equivalent meat and poultry products. According to a new report from CoBank, the market for plant-based meats has likely reached a tipping point as the initial period of exceptional sales growth appears to be over. You are listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We'll get a statewide warm-up today, especially for our western counties, where we'll be up around the 100-degree mark this afternoon. Mostly mid-90s central and staying relatively comfortable for the eastern counties with mid-80s. A quick cold front will drop through early tomorrow. That'll keep us in the 80s and low 90s, and then we're right back to the upper 90s and 100s Friday and through the weekend. Upper-level high pressure will stay put over the central and midwestern states for about the next week or so. On the map, heading into this afternoon, in addition to that upper-level high, the familiar low-pressure trough will set up near the western border. That'll help to enhance our temperatures in the western high plains. Surface high pressure is now over southeast Missouri. That'll keep the temperatures in check a little bit for the eastern counties today with mostly 80s. Precipitation will be confined to the southeast U.S., the desert southwest, and some of the intermountain states. Around here, precipitation chances are near zero for the next few days, with that strong upper-level system keeping the cloud cover suppressed. We won't see any relief for the drought conditions for a while. The trough will move eastward this evening, allowing a quick cold front to drop southward through the state overnight and into tomorrow morning. We have very little moist air available, so no rain is expected with that front, although it will keep the daytime highs in the 80s and low 90s tomorrow. Then Friday, we begin heating back up. Conditions will stay hot and dry through the weekend. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, upper 90s to about 100, low to mid 60s for the overnight hours. Low to mid 90s north central, and we're in the upper 60s overnight. Mid to upper 80s northeast, and tonight we're in the upper 60s. Southwest, upper 90s and low 100s with mid 60s for the overnight lows. Upper 80s and low 90s south central, tonight we're in the mid 60s. Mid to upper 80s southeast and mid 60s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.